make it, do it. Makes us honor, better, faster, stronger.
Campbell on second down and 5.5. Looks right, comes back to the left, going long for Gordon. He's out there and he caught the ball at the 20, at the 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
Unbelievable catch, unbelievable throw.
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily. Driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Takes the snap, Dalton back, looking near side, throws it, picked off, and an open run. It's Joe Hayden, and he's in, touchdown!
And now, here are your hosts, Vic Carucci and Nathan Zagura.
What is up, everybody? Nathan Zagura, the notorious VIC Vic Carucci. It is Cleveland Browns Daily. It is driven by Liberty Ford here on a snowy Wednesday. Notorious, my typical 25-minute commute took me about an hour and 15 minutes today, which was a lot of fun. And if you're on 480 headed west, be careful. Because right after 176, I was driving in the fast lane, which existed. And then right about after 176.
Were you going fast in the fast lane?
I was going like 50. I'm in my Liberty Ford F-150. I felt pretty in control
stable,
of the road.
You had the four-wheel drive going on.
Absolutely, I did. Yep. I shifted into four-wheel drive.
Nice.
Right after 176, the fast lane just ends. They just stopped plowing it. So all of a sudden, it's like I'm going into 2 feet of snow.
You're off the roading.
And I was off-roading, and I was quickly, it went down to two lanes. So everybody be careful out there on this Wednesday. Just be safe on the roads. And take care of your business out there. It is certainly a it's not good out there today.
No, it isn't. It was as brutal as predicted. Sometimes you get these predictions,
fine when they're wrong.
Much ado about nothing, and we're always relieved and say, yeah, they got it wrong. We're driving around, but today they got it right, or this overnight. And I was up and about running some errands this morning because I had spent like most of the previous 2 weeks on the road, Mobile, Alabama for the Senior Bowl, followed by the Super Bowl in New York. And there was a lot of things that needed to get done here in Northeast Ohio from the home front. So I worked on that, and it was not, you know, a lot of plows had not touched roads while I was around. Again, I say this, if you're able to have a vehicle with four-wheel drive, it is the best thing in the world, and I commend you. You know, you're driving the F-150. I got the Explorer,
yes.
The 2014 Explorer from Liberty Ford. That sucker just got me through everything. Everywhere I wanted to go, so I felt confident. And you just spin the thing in the four-wheel drive. You just got that little dial in the middle. You just spin it to the right, and you're in four-wheel drive. Magical.
It's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing.
But if you don't, or if you do, and you then don't get the false confidence, because I know that
this happened. Still bad.
This happened in my youth. The first time I drove a four-wheel drive truck way back in the day, I got stupid and said, well, I can just drive the way I'd always drive. And I drove myself into a ditch. You can do that, too.
Yeah, well, part of the problem is right now, given the way the weather's been, there's almost an underlying sheet of ice under the snow. So just be careful out there.
Go easy.
But we're going to heat things up for you today. We have Hall of Fame inductee Andre Reed.
My guy.
Notorious's guy from the Buffalo Bills at 115. Yeah. Scott Petrak from the Chronicle Telegram, as I've been given the license to call it these days, which is good for me because for some reason saying Elyria in front of it gives me problems at around 135. 245.
Does that bother you?
Yeah, it does bother me a little bit. I should be able to bring it. I should be able to go EC. Maybe I'll call it the ECT for Scott Petrak. And then 245, we're going to review the cornerbacks. We did the safeties yesterday.
Yeah.
The highest graded position of any position we've gone through this season were the two safeties, Tayshaun Gibson and TJ Ward. Today we will do the cornerbacks with Gerard Cherry. So we got a lot of stuff to get to. Obviously, we want to hear from you at 216-578-0850. That's 216-578-0850. Or you can tweet the show at Browns_daily. Also, we're going to give some shout-outs as the show progresses. It is today players signing letters of intent to go to college, and a lot of local high school football players getting attached to that D1. So we will take a look at that and give some shout-outs as the program goes on today as well. But a lot going on in this building, Notorious.
Yeah.
A lot of things are happening. The staff building.
It's building all around us. You almost went into a little bit of macho there. But the staff is building right before our eyes, and that's been exciting. And by the way, I just want to add my congratulations to all those young men signing the letter of intent today to go to various schools, and it's a big, exciting day for these kids,
yes.
And we're very happy. We know Northeast Ohio, we know the state produces a lot of top players, very football-rich state. It's a hotbed, and these kids, you watch them all regular season long, or in my case, you focus on those highlights that you can see on Friday night and Saturdays, and it's awesome to see now these guys take it to the next level. You're right about this building. So we just were down in the cafe here, having a little lunch. And I know you're all about the vegetable soup today.
Oh,
it's a good day for vegetables.
Warms you up on this cold day.
Warms the soul.
That's right.
And then you see at the tables Mike Pettine sitting down with various coaches who are coming aboard, who will be introduced tomorrow. Of course, Kyle Shanahan, Mike's son. And by the way, we're going to have Mike Shanahan at some point on the show. When things settle in with Kyle, Mike has agreed to come aboard with us by phone. So probably in another couple of weeks. But we'll hear from Dad talking about son. But in the meantime, Kyle Shanahan in the house. We've got the other coaches who are being assembled.
Tomorrow.
And Kyle will be on this show.
That's
CBD
right.
CBD tomorrow. He'll make his debut on this show tomorrow. So excited to hear about these and see these guys coming together. And for the first time, and you know, I've been away the last couple of weeks and walked in the building Monday, and it still felt like it was transitional kind of thing.
No,
coaches were kind of laying low. And then the next day, and now today, Wednesday, you saw more of a congregation of these guys because they're doing their thing. They're getting themselves
ready,
established where they live or where they're going to be at least temporarily until they get more permanent homes here. And they can start the work of building this team.
Hey, you get that. It's kind of like now they're out there and they're loving it, Jerry. It's they're here and you see these people starting to assemble. There's a little bit of a buzz in the building today, I would say, a palpable buzz. And I think things are finally settled down. The staff has been assembled. The coordinators will be introduced tomorrow at a press conference at 11. And as I said, and Vic said, we will have Kyle Shanahan, the new offensive coordinator of the Cleveland Browns, on the show with us tomorrow on Browns Daily. So that will be very exciting to get that going. Also, as we go through, like I said, we're going to talk, if you're just joining us, we're going to be talking with Hall of Fame inductee Andre Reed of the Buffalo Bills, great wide receiver. He will join us. We'll talk a little bit about the Hall of Fame, the guys that got in. We'll take a look at maybe some people we thought may have gotten snubbed a little bit with the Hall of Fame, the process.
Yep.
They said it was the longest meeting in the history of the process.
Hours.
Yeah.
It was, and I'm kind of glad. In fact, I've sat in that room when we had the second longest meeting, I believe, recorded in Hall of Fame selection history, and that was the year Paul Tagliabue was being discussed. He did not get in, but he was discussed at length. One guy who did get in that I was part of the process of getting him there with Mark Gaughan from the Buffalo News, who is the advocate for Buffalo and handle things, just like Tony Grossi does for the Cleveland Browns people. Mark Gaughan handled Buffalo people, so he was big, of course, with Andre Reed. But the same year that Paul Tagliabue was discussed a few years back, Ralph Wilson was, and Ralph was inducted. But it was an hour-plus conversation about Paul Tagliabue and the controversy and the acrimony and the...
Really?
Oh, it was ugly in that room. And it can get very ugly in there, people making their cases. And you had kind of a combination of things going on this year because NFL Network had cameras in the room. This was a first. Cameras have never been in that room ever until this year in New York. So cameras were in the room only capturing... This is what the Hall of Fame kind of agreed to, what they wanted was all of it. They wanted the discussion. They wanted it all because the discussion is intense. And to capture that on camera would be amazing. What they settled for was the presentations. So, for instance, Mark Gaughan, my good buddy and who had backed me up on the Bills beat for many years at the Buffalo News until I left there, he presents Andre Reed, and you got that on camera, but that's it. And there was like a time limit. He had to give his presentation. And then whoever presented, Michael Strahan, did his thing from the New York Daily News. I believe it was Gary Myers. And then on and on. And that's all you got on camera. Well, that's the dull part. The conversation is the exciting part. And I will tell you, Dave Baker, who is the new president of the Hall, who's got definitely ambitious, out-of-the-box thinking ideas, more marketing-minded kind of guy. He used to head up the Arena Football League.
And he was on our show last week.
Dave sat down with me last week in New York on Radio Row from the Super Bowl. Dave is going to, I'm sure, usher in more of the camera work, and you're going to see a lot more about what goes on in that room.
I think, yeah, and that's what's exciting. I think football purists get kind of a kick out of that because when you're debating greatness, it comes down sometimes to personal preference. And I think there's an interesting debate to talk about, you know, when you look at Andre Reed going in and then Tim Brown not going in and put their stats side by side becomes an interesting, I'm sure that was an interesting topic for people to go through.
Sure.
And it'll be fun. This is a very interesting Hall of Fame class. As I see the first punter, the first specialist ever go in Ray Guy of the Oakland Raiders, deserving.
Jan Stenerud, the kicker, was already in, but to have Ray Guy going as a first punter, it was huge. And I never thought I would live to see that day because there's such a prejudice against special teamers. Now that Guy got in, hope this opens the door. Well, I don't know about floodgates, but I hope it at least opens it a crack. Well, I'm more interested in Steve Tasker, another guy I covered in Buffalo, who is an unbelievable special teams guy. So I have a definite partiality toward him, and it would be nice to see if this might help that. But for sure, Ray Guy, long, long overdue. Andre was long overdue. This was his ninth crack at this, and he finally gets in. And then who cares? Once you're in, you're in. I don't care how long it took. I'm sure it matters to him. I know it mattered to him. We've talked extensively about this. Andre and I are very close, but I'm just happy it's over and he's in, and then we don't have to talk about the length of time it took to get there. That said, too, you asked about the length of discussion, and I think it was a positive because guys like Ray Guy and guys like Andre Reed, who had been sitting out there, Guy, for a much, much longer time, I think the additional discussion, I heard 45 minutes on Ray Guy alone, and I think that was obviously a benefit because it exhausted all the topics, all the possibilities, all the negative talk, but it allowed for a lot of reinforcement of the positive, why this should happen, and ears were open, people listened, and people bought in.
And they should. It's the Hall of Fame. He is the best punter to have ever lived, and that is a position on an NFL team that is considered a starting position, as it were. Yep. And he was the best to ever do it. So if he's not going to get in the Hall of Fame, who is?
Right. But you'd be amazed, my friend. I sat through, and again, I know for Browns people, they will maybe roll an eye here, but I don't care. I sat through a lot of discussion about Lynn Swann and John Stallworth. Two, obviously, Steelers, yes, the team that everybody here hates, but they were both worthy. And the biggest issue that it ended up, and I think he was right about this guy Myron Cope, who was another hated figure here in Cleveland, who had been obviously on the Steelers radio broadcast, had been the guy, the advocate for Pittsburgh for a long time, and he felt that his droning on about these two guys in these meetings were killing both of their chances. At one point he said to me, I think I got to resign from this committee. And he did, and he turned it over to a guy named Ed Bouchette, a highly respected writer from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, who picked up the baton, if you will, and moved forward, and then finally got both guys in. But if you listen to some of the discussion, I reference Paul Tagliabue, I'll reference Swann and Stallworth, sitting in that room and hearing the negative talk about them, you'd wonder, first of all, if Paul Tagliabue could walk and chew gum at the same time, and you wondered if Swann and Stallworth had done anything but just, you know, hang out in the league for a while.
Right.
I mean, it's incredible how much these guys, how their careers can be obliterated in that room for those who want to see it a different way. And they come in armed with their stats. And this is where the stat thing, which I know you would appreciate, but the stat thing can get out of control.
Yeah, you can color it any way you want.
Exactly. They're manufactured and maneuvered to any way you want. And you're not using PowerPoint presentations, folks. This is just from the gut. It's what you research. It's what you know. You can bring letters of support and letters of recommendation or whatever, affirmation from coaches and other players and presidents. It would amaze you who's quoted in that room. But you know what? There are some people, and I'll name him because he's on the record of saying this. Peter King from Sports Illustrated says, "Don't give me any recommendations. I hate recommendations. I don't want to hear that some coach loved this guy. I don't want to hear that some former player, some defensive back, thought that this receiver was great. I don't care. I see with my own eyes. I'll make my own judgments." And he was emphatic about this. And I'm thinking, wow, you know, because I've put together some of those packages, some of those presentations of letters, and to know sometimes they're fall on deaf ears. But you know what? Andre Reed, we're going to be talking with him shortly. I'm as excited about this as can be. And obviously we want to hear from you, 216-578-0850 as well. And we are getting this thing rolling, man.
Yeah, big show. Hall of Fame inductee Andre Reed joins us next on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.